May 20th, Tezvav Iyar, 30th Yomer, thanks to Sid. Okay, we're on page Kuf Tes. End of the first paragraph there. In fact, we'll start mid-sentence, the last three lines, end of the third bottom line of that paragraph. And Imtzachayi ben Aliyah b'Torah, it turns out the life of a ben Aliyah, a person who's looking to elevate himself, to grow, in Torah is his alus tamidus me amunali adia legili beleb madrega achas. It's a constant elevation from emuna to yadia, the things that he takes on faith, doesn't understand yet and has to accept on faith, going to actual seeing them, having clarity where it's revealed in the heart. And then to that, once I have yediyah of one thing, now higher level things require emuna, and then you go to the next level. And so on for the course of his entire life and all of his elevation. This is emuna, you know, this is yediyah, this is emuna. And then it's actually mentioned there at the end that it sounds like he's talking about doing this through Torah. And I said it wasn't only Torah. The truth is, in this section, he does emphasize growing to these levels through Talmud Torah, but I think it means in general.
Vivid imagery.
Yeah. I think if you read on, I think he does emphasize that. But in general, faith is what I don't have clarity in, and then through having faith, eventually one gains clarity in that area, but then it requires faith in other things. A wise person who will get to the depth of these words, yochel lahavchin bein haruchnias shilamala mimusageinu ubein haruchnias hamizgala bekirbeinu. He can discern the difference between ruchnius that's above our grasp and that which he uses as terminology is revealed within us. But it means you understand it. It means within yourself you relate to it. Aldera godlo v'tuvo male olam da'as usvuna sobevim aso. So he takes a line from the song we sing in Shabbos Birchus Kriya Shema. So there's Godlo v'tuvo malayom, his grandeur and his goodness fill the world. Da'as intuna sovavim oso, encircle him, surround him. One thing that fills the world and another thing that kivayachal is around him. Kolomar, meaning to say, Godlo v'tuvo yisbaroch hinenu mavchinim v'tocha olam. His greatness and his kindness we experience within the world. They fill us in our own existence. We feel the wisdom and greatness of Hashem and everything around us. So that we grasp. Aside from this, there are other realms, many of them, and they're mighty. Shaldaito usvunasi yisbarach of his das and tuna, shengvoas mehasagosenu, which are above our grasp. Bivachinas sovavim esaolam. In such a definition that they're around the world. They're not within our olam. They're beyond it. It's like a physical space. There's part of the universe that we exist in, and then the things that are beyond. So there's a revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu within where we exist, and there's that which is beyond. Dizehu Sodho Aliyah. This is the secret of growth, of elevation. Betchila, this is really very deep what he's talking about. Betchila inenu masigim klum. At the beginning, we don't grasp anything. Avol be'emuna seinu hinenu margishim sheyesh neruchnias gavoa ha'ofef es ha'olam mebli shenuchel hasiga. But in our belief, we feel. It's not knowledge. It's not empirically demonstrable. But we believe. We feel that there's some there's ruchnius above that the ofef is to encircle. I'm saying Tehillim and Halach Afunich of the Moses that encircles the world without our being able to grasp it. It's out there, but I don't perceive it.
So beliefs helps you achieve next.
Yeah, he says if you have belief of something, that brings you to be able to actually know it, which brings that now you have belief in the next level. And eventually you know that. He refers to that as a sod, as a secret. That's the way it has to be done. Emuna tamima zo, she'ena ela margisha bedvarim hanel lamim haheim. This constant amun, it only feels. It doesn't perceive. The things that I'm dealing with are not perceivable, but that feels the hidden things. Rav Kamen Epstein once told us in Shiva that Chatzkel Levinson said, I don't know what Ruach HaKodesh is, but I cry at night, I should have Ruach HaKodesh. Great people, and he had Ruach HaKodesh. Great people yearn for that which is beyond them. So it's a feeling he has. Hi aposachas sharei gan eden lefaneinu. That's what opens up the gates of Gan Eden, which is terminology we had in the Gemara there, first day answering Amen b'chol kocho, because gates of Gan Eden, as he described, is the terminology used for things that are really right there, but we have things that block us from seeing it. Mis'ale ha'adam, person is elevated. Misrachev sichlo, his sechel is broadened. Mischadedes hasagoso, his grasp is sharpened. Achu roa amitas advarim, until he sees the truth of the things. Motzeh gluyim belibo, and he finds them revealed within his heart. That's the terminology he uses when you have inner clarity. It's revealed within his heart. He knows it of his own. He doesn't need anybody to prove it to him from the outside. He has thus succeeded in drawing the hidden and the lofty, that which is above his grasp, into his grasp, until he's found it revealed within his heart. Ha'im hu esara, ha'im ha'shef ha'ruchni yar elav, ha'im zeva zegara. So he's asking, what's the process that made this happen? The person went from something that was above him to it being within him. Is it that he was elevated? Is it that the spiritual aura came down to him? Is it some of both? Whatever the term Zeva Zegora means, two different things are the cause. Did he go up? Did it come down? Is it a little of both? Met him halfway? So Godelhu. It's a big secret. So what he's really saying is we know a certain process. We don't know exactly how it works. It's a big secret. Elokim Kadoshim, Elyon HaElyonim, Mitzah Shochin V'Kirbo. Talking about Holy HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the highest of the highest, and he finds it dwelling within himself. Through Emunah, he's grasped things that are beyond him. How did it happen? We don't know, but this is how it works. When we analyze these processes, so we come to understand that there are many, many different and mighty levels of emunah, and that it goes on and gets strengthened within the life of man. Until it becomes such a certain reality, a sure reality within man, that all of the winds in the world couldn't move it from its place. You have accounts of people who live with unbelievable emuna. We see from that how it has very high levels. Mamish bebechina sutekatev yaseid b'makom ne'eman. It's a phrase from a pasuk in Yeshaya. In our world, the newspaper Yateid Neman is based on that pasuk. Everybody knows, but it means I implanted him like a peg in a very sure place. That's Yateid Neman. So a person's faith can be like something that holds a holds the tent, it holds everything down. B'madregos nisgavos elu hayu gedole olam. At these lofty levels, that's where gedole olam are. Avraham Avinu, Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Hashalom, ubehem nisnasu, and they were tested in these levels. Alzeh nemer v'hemin v'Hashem v'yachshaveh lo tzedakah. Avraham Avinu is recording, he believed in Hashem, and Hashem considered it a righteousness. Moshe Rabbeinu at his level was punished. He didn't have emunah in me to sanctify me. Right? Everybody tries to figure out what exactly Moshe Rabbeinu did wrong. To talk about a person who's at such a level that it's very elusive to even figure out what the chait was. We have no concept of this kind of strength of emunah and its clarity. But it's a level that we can think about and hope to move toward. I think we're just about out of time. So we'll pick up from here tomorrow.